Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're celebrating our fifth year on the air with some of the people who have helped us create Minnesota Military Radio. But before we get started, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Congratulations to Minnesota Military Radio on your anniversary. I want to thank the staff of News Talk AM 1130, Tom Lyons, and the soldiers of the Minnesota National Guard who work tirelessly every week to produce this radio program. This radio hour is one-of-a-kind program aimed at informing Minnesotans about programs and initiatives that are taking place in the Department of Defense, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Minnesota National Guard. It is critical that the public knows what the military is doing on their behalf, and that's why Minnesota Military Radio is so unique. Radio programs like this are so important to the public debate. When citizens can tune in or avail themselves of the information via podcasts, they are better able to make an informed decision. I salute Mr. Lyons for his work in bringing these important issues to the public's attention. Tom has served his country faithfully in uniform, and he does so once again by providing this great public service.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is Colonel Kevin Olson, who is the Director of Communications for the Minnesota Army and Air National Guard based here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Colonel, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Good to see you.
Sir, this is the five-year anniversary of this show having been on the air, and according to our military producer, it's show number 285.
Tom, that is absolutely beyond my wildest expectations and dreams when you approached me about this. This is incredible. And you know, thanks to all the listeners for keeping this so relevant and such a fun show.
For our listeners that may not have heard the story, about a little over 5 years ago, I was approached by Andrew Lee, who's the program director at Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, and he wanted to produce a one-hour Minnesota Military Public Affairs program, and he asked me to be his volunteer host. And so I went and talked to the Adjutant General, and I went over to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and talked to them, and everybody seemed willing. And, of course, that was just when General Nash became Adjutant General. And he said, this sounds like something we should investigate and do, and then he introduced me to you.
Well, let's not forget, you know, when General Nash became the Adjutant General, he had just come back from commanding the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division in U.S. Division South. That's 9 out of 18 provinces in the southern part of Iraq. So with that, I served there as his public affairs officer. And on my full-time team that came back to my Minnesota National Guard day job, were some fantastic professional broadcasters, Sergeant First Class Ben Howe Cooper and Staff Sergeant Johnny Angelo. I knew that they were up for a challenge of a weekly one-hour radio show. Let's not forget, when we were in Iraq, we did a daily one-minute radio show and a weekly three-minute television program. So these guys were able to turn on a dime, develop this concept, and create something that was inclusive, not just of the Red Bull, not just of the Army National Guard or the National Guard, but of all services, veterans, and providers here in Minnesota. I couldn't be more proud.
So you had just come back from a deployment where you're the public affairs officer for General Nash in a combat zone, dealing with all the different things that can happen over there every day. Come back here and you think, okay, we're going to settle in and we're going to do this public affairs. And he says, we're going to do a one-hour Minnesota Military Radio public affairs program. What do you think of that, Colonel Olson?
Well, I couldn't have been happier for the opportunity because, you know, the relationships that you've made here with iHeartMedia, they truly set us up for success. You know, no one else was asking, Tom. I can assure you of that.
Well, the other thing that some of our listeners might not understand is this was a rather major undertaking and a major offering from iHeartMedia, which was called Clear Media at the time, Clear Channel. And they offered us a one-hour radio show, the on-air time for free, the studio for free, a producer for free, public service announcements to go with it, an opportunity to tell the stories of the military in Minnesota, veterans benefits, and all the things going on here. That wasn't just a slight off-the-cuff would you like to do this? This was a major event.
No, it really showcases iHeartMedia and their commitment to, their commitment to service members, veterans, and families. You know, Andrew Lee, when he partnered with you on this and came forward with the concept, he was able to get the leadership of iHeartMedia behind it. And not only here at Twin Cities News Talk 1130, but on 25 stations now throughout the state. That is what blows me away, Tom, is that we're able to communicate to the service members, veterans, families, those interested in the military, in the communities that our citizen soldiers and our citizen airmen are serving.
And sir, I'd like to just reinforce that for a radio company that creates content to offer to share it with its competition all over the state just doesn't happen.
No, absolutely not. I've never heard of that, and that was the most skeptical thing. I think I remember you calling me and telling me, hey, they're in, we can go to different stations. And I said, show it to me in writing.
And fortunately, I had already known Rod Grams, and we talked to him because he had some stations up at Little Falls that was right next to Camp Ripley, and he took a look at what we'd been doing, and he called back and he said, no, I don't want it on one station. I want it on two. I want it on my AM and I want it on my FM, and our network was born.
And that is exactly it, and I'm so proud of the Minnesota Military Radio Network, 25 different stations all across Minnesota. It's just really telling the great stories of what our service members, families, and veterans are doing.
And growing, as a lot of our listeners know. So if you're on the way to the lake, or if you've got places where you go to visit your family or your grandparents and they can't pick it up on their radio station, have them talk to the local radio station. Go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Click on Contact Us. Send us a note. Sergeant Ben and I will get it. We'll follow up with them. The show is available for free. We get it out to you. We get it out to the radio stations every week on Thursday afternoon. They just download it, plug it in. It's done. We do the promotions for them so they know who's going to be on next week. This is good content all about the military in Minnesota, the Yellow Ribbon programs to support the families, veterans benefits, and we even get the doctors the last couple of years from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system on. We go through a lot of information these days, sir.
Well, it is, and what I really enjoy is that it has evolved so much, Tom. You have really listened to your listeners. You know, we didn't involve the VA Medical Center at the beginning, but you were getting so much feedback from folks that's what they're really, you know, that's what so much of our veterans community relates with the military and with their continued service and their medical care. That was a big part of it, and what a great addition. That, as well as the Patriot Guard and involving so many other folks through the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, we really have a fantastic lineup for our listeners.
And we really owe a debt of gratitude to the Adjutant General. He's been behind this all the way. We have periodic meetings, and I can remember at one of them he asked me what he could do to help, and I said, well, sir, if we could get somebody on from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, it sure'd be nice. And he said, I'm meeting with the director there next week. Let me see what I can do. Following week, I had an appointment, and they've been with us for 2 years.
Absolutely. Well, that's exactly it. So if you ask him, ask him that question again, and we'll see where that goes.
What kind of, are you getting any feedback from the soldiers and airmen from the Minnesota National Guard on the show, sir?
Yeah, we sure are. What I love, as the director of communication for the National Guard, what I love most about this is that MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com has an entire inventory and of all of the things that we've done over the last 5 years. So if you're interested in a topic, if you have to research something, if you're looking for institutional knowledge on a military deployment or a particular military topic, and you've touched some very difficult issues that face those of us in the military, we have that as a inventory. We have that as something that you can research on. It's become a great resource for those of us in the military to look back and find out what our position is on an issue.
And all of those podcasts are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Sergeant Ben created a fabulous search device. put in whatever terms you want to. It'll show you the shows where we talked about those subjects. And as you alluded to, sir, we've done a show with the chaplains, the Minnesota National Guard chaplains, on spiritual healing for combat vets. We did a great show on suicide prevention for Suicide Prevention Month last year. Had three experts on, one from the Guard, one from the VA hospital, and another one from the chaplain's office. And it's kind of a how to recognize signs there might be something wrong and what do you do about it? I mean, we've taken on, just like the Adjutant General takes on in his weekly, generally speaking, messages, we've tried to take on all the tough subjects, as well as some interviews with our heroes and try to keep it as light as we can. I have a tendency maybe to get a little too heavy once in a while, sir.
Well, let's not forget military history. If you are a Minnesotan and you are interested in Minnesota military history, go to the website, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, and search your favorite term. We will find, I defy you not to find something on that website that relates, that you can download and look at that podcast. It's just absolutely fantastic.
Well, sir, it's been an honor as an old veteran to tell the story about today's service members and their families and to help all of our veterans find the resources that they might need to navigate their life. And what an honor and what a pleasure it is to be able to host this show. And Colonel, thank you so much. Your team is fantastic. It's been a great ride, and we'll just keep riding and see where we go from here, sir.
Sounds good to me, Tom.
Thank you, sir. It was Colonel Kevin Olson, the Director of Communications for the Minnesota Army and Air National Guard, based in St. Paul, Minnesota. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to meet with two of our producers from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. But first, we have a message from the director of the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Director Patrick Kelly.
This is Pat Kelly. I'm the director of the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. I would like to congratulate Minnesota Military Radio for reaching an important milestone, 5 years of providing our service members and veterans with accurate and timely information. I became familiar with the program shortly after arriving at the Minneapolis Medical Center about 2.5 years ago, and I really look forward to my monthly VA update segment. And I always enjoy listening to the show to learn what else is happening in the veteran community outside of our medical center. Thanks to you, Tom, and the producers, the sponsors, and the 25 radio stations around our state who air Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Director Kelly. Joining me now are Anna Long and Beth Koshin from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And, of course, Beth is our producer who joins us almost every week on this show to bring together a lot of folks for the interviews. And she works with Anna Long, who is Anna, are you the communications director? Is that the right title?
That's right, Tom.
So you're both in public affairs over there. And thanks for joining us on the 5th anniversary of Minnesota Military Radio. Can you believe it?
It's crazy. I can't believe it. I'm speechless. That happens very rarely.
Well, we're on the radio, so we can't use sign language, Anna. So.
It's very exciting to be back. You know, we were just talking, Tom, about the changes that our department, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, has seen in the last 5 years, and it's incredible. We're building a cemetery. We've been able to renovate our facilities at the Minneapolis Veterans Home. We launched a new website. We committed to ending veteran homelessness. I just think of the changes and that this show has been here to document that, and it's really been incredible. So thank you. Thank you to iHeartMedia, and thank you to you personally for really, this was kind of your brainchild. You got it rolling.
Well, me and the mad professor, Andrew Lee, who we'll talk to in the next segment and figure out where this thing came from and how we're here. But it's been kind of interesting. I don't think 5 years ago when we first started, we weren't quite sure what we were going to do with the show, and we were out looking for guests every week. Now we've got a show plan, and we've got guests half of next year's booked already. Things have really changed over the 5 years, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. And in fact, I was just talking with someone who wanted to get on the show, and it was for something coming up before the next 6 months, and I had to explain that it does book out pretty far. Things have changed. How many markets are we in? I mean, we're all over the state, and that's incredible.
Well, and that's a moving target, and I think everybody's got a different number today, but it's because in the last week we've added about 5 or 6 new stations in there starting over the course of the next couple of weeks. But within a couple of weeks, we're up to almost 30 stations in the network, so you can hear the show all over Minnesota on some of your favorite radio stations, and it's heard all weekend. And you can find a list of those at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Go to the About Us page, and there's a whole list of the radio stations and the times they're on and all of that. Beth, you get to do a lot of the hard work. And I think we call it chasing cats.
Herding cats.
Herding cats, okay. You arrange for a lot of people over the course of the year to come in and talk to us, from the Commander's Task Force, Veteran Service Organizations, to people from the VA hospital, to people from, you know, we talked to Mr. Swantek about the new cemeteries. I mean, there's just a whole list of people, and you're always right out there in front, and well, I guess you're behind the microphone most of the time doing all that work.
True, yes. It's amazing to look back at the last 5 years and how many different guests we've had, and I don't think maybe a couple repeats just because of things that have happened with the new cemetery and things like that, but it's crazy to think that we've been able to find that many people to come on the show, number one. And number two, now, like Anna was saying, that people want to come on and they, you know, there's word of mouth and everything gets spread around the state. And so it's really exciting and it's been great.
And Beth, one of our very recent shows, we did a live show up at Craigan's Resort in Gull Lake for the Gold Star Family Retreat, which happens every year about the 1st of October. And we've got a clip from that. Josh, can you play that for us?
We lost our son, Joseph Allen Kennedy, Army Specialist, April 15th, 2011. He was killed in action in Afghanistan when his unit was attacked by insurgents. And we've been on a journey ever since then. And we were immediately embraced by several Gold Star families right from the start at Joe's memorial service. And it began a lifelong journey of friendships, healing.
Yes, it is. It's very helpful. It's realizing that I'm not the only one out there grieving the loss of a loved one. Depending, it doesn't even matter of the circumstances of how we lost our loved one, whether it be suicide or whether it was killed in action. My husband actually died as a casualty in Iraq in 2003. And his body temperature did not get below 108 degrees in the middle of the evening, around 9 o'clock in the evening over there in Iraq. Heat is very extensive. His body temperature just wouldn't react well to the weather down there.
Beth, those were a couple of clips we did with Val Kennedy and Rosie Simmons for a special show that we did last July 4th weekend, where we interviewed about 8 different families that had lost loved ones due to service to country. And it was quite a day getting those interviews. And, of course, every year, the first weekend of October, I think this was the 8th gathering.
Correct.
And you bring as many Gold Star families together as you can. And it would seem on the face of it like that's something that maybe would be tedious or they didn't want to go to, but I've been there 2 years in a row now. They love coming together.
They do. And, you know, it's a place, you know, they're a very special group of people, Gold Star families, and it's a place where they can come together. You know, they all have that understanding. They understand each other and what they've gone through. They can tell their stories, and it's really a place for healing. And everyone I've heard, you know, those that's had good feedback about it has said that, you know, it's like they look forward to coming back every year to get together with that group of people again, and then welcome more families into each year.
And I know it's one of the favorite weekends for the commissioner, because he likes to see those folks and make sure that they get as much help as possible.
Absolutely.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're speaking to Anna Long and Beth Koshin from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on our 5th anniversary show. And Anna, you're sitting over there smiling. Things have changed, but we get out in the field once in a while with this show too. That the show we did from Craigan's was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, like Beth said, it's a chance of grieving too, and it's a chance of mourning, but it's a chance to heal. So what do they say, that the way out is through, and these families have a chance to connect and mourn and heal together. So, but the show itself, you know, this has been a way for us to sort of tell those stories and touch lives all over the state and explain how, I think it's bridging the gap too between veterans and between the community. And that's something that I think we've just seen improve even over the last 5 years since the show started. I think that this has contributed to that in Minnesota. We have lots of groundbreaking things, I think, in this state. I'm proud to live here, and this show is absolutely one of those.
Nana, we've learned over those 5 years that Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is more than just the veterans' homes. You also have a whole other side of it called programs and services, and you're helping veterans in so many different ways. It's been fun to tell those stories and tell them to all of our listeners all over Minnesota. Has it caused the phones to ring a little bit?
That's yes, and in fact, the commissioner likes to say that our phones are ringing off the hook, and he's really passionate. Sort of his tagline is that we want to bring our veterans all the way home, And what he means by that is, you know, no one understands that military service, going to war, changes lives. And he understands that we need to make sure that they have everything that they need to really make it home. And that's from making sure that our homeless veterans have a real home to making sure that families have the support, counseling services that they need.
And the commissioner told me privately that I asked him when he started on that with the Gold Star families and making sure veterans get all the way home. And he said, you know, that started back in Vietnam, because you remember, Tom, that when you and I came home, there weren't any bands, there weren't any thank yous, it wasn't any of that stuff. And I think he's had it in his mind ever since that he wanted to make sure that we're doing everything possible to take care of today's troops and their families.
That's right. He wants to do it differently than what he experienced. And so we've accomplished that, and I'm proud to be part of that mission.
And I think you're doing a great job. Beth, we just got a few seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
You know, it's been great having guests on the show and working with you, Tom. And I encourage anyone out there who thinks that they might have a story to tell, or if maybe it's your grandfather, maybe it's your brother. Telling stories is how we create history.
All right. Ladies, thanks for joining me today on Minnesota Military Radio on our 5th anniversary show.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
That was Anna Long and Beth Koshin from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. In a moment, we'll be back with two of the gentlemen responsible for putting Minnesota Military Radio on the air. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to meet with a couple of gentlemen responsible for putting Minnesota Military Radio on the air on our 5th anniversary show. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelito.
Congratulations to Minnesota Military Radio as it celebrates its 5th anniversary on air. It has been a pleasure being a part of this show and sharing important information with you, our listeners, each week. I want to thank iHeartRadio and Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, for allowing us the opportunity to be on the air and for making Minnesota Military Radio possible. Without the support of Jeff Tyler, Market President, and Andrew Lee, Program Director, we wouldn't be able to share all the great stories and information that we do. Due to their generosity, we are able to reach listeners throughout Minnesota on 23 stations across the state. Lastly, I'd like to thank Tom Lyons, our show host and fellow Vietnam veteran. Without his dedication and vision, this show would not have happened. Tom has touched the lives of today's service members, veterans, and their families. He continues to make a difference in the lives of others each and every day.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelito. For more information, go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is the market president of iHeartMedia, Jeff Tyler, and the morning show star for Up and Adam, and the mad professor who created the idea of Minnesota Military Radio, Mr. Andrew Lee.
Well, I wouldn't say I created the idea in its current form. I gave you the ball, you took it and ran with it.
Did you, Mr. Lee, did you imagine when we first started that we'd be sitting here 5 years later and all of the people involved in the show, from the commissioner, who we just heard from, Minnesota National Guard, the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, the commander's task force, the county veteran service officers, and we got you a couple of rides on a C-130 and a Black Hawk helicopter.
It's worked out pretty well for me. Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
No, I'm amazed and just so impressed with how the show has grown and what you guys have done with this shell of an idea that you and I sat at a restaurant 5 years ago and started kicking around a little bit. I wanted a show that would highlight the stories of Minnesota military members and their families, past and present, one that would give listeners not just an insight into life of what it's really like being a member of the military, but give them tangible ideas and actions that they could take to support the military, because we talk a lot on this station, and all of our shows talk a lot about supporting the military, and we all want to support the military, but what gets left out of that too often is tangible action plans and tangible ideas of things you can do. And I wanted a show that would demonstrate that and highlight that and give people an opportunity to put their words into actions.
Man, we started 5 years ago on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 7 a.m. Sunday mornings, or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.
That's
I can't say it without saying that, Andrew. But since then, your bosses and you allowed us to make the content available to other stations other than iHeartMedia, outstate stations so that we could tell the stories of the military in Minnesota. And now we're up to almost 30 stations by the first of this month. And I can't imagine, you know, I've done it. I was here part of it, but wow.
That's impressive.
Come a long way.
Congratulations.
And Mr. Tyler, you and your predecessor, without your support, we'd never be here. And all these stories we're talking about would never get out to the public.
You know, we, as a company, we talk to 245 million people every week. Here in the Twin Cities, about 2.3 million. But I would venture to say that the people we're talking to right now, and the way you're talking to them and the things you're providing them is as important as anything that we do any day of the week. I mean, it's directive, it's helpful, it's supportive. You should be commended. It's really a unique project. 30 radio stations across Minnesota playing it. It's really phenomenal.
Well, sir, we want to thank you and iHeartMedia for the opportunity to be on the air and tell these stories. And it's really amazing. I don't think our listeners understand that you not only allow us to produce the show here in the studio, you provide a producer. We provide support from Mr. Lee as whenever we need it. And then you put us on the air for an hour on Sunday mornings. If a guy had to go pay for that, it would cost a lot. So you've made a big investment in the show, and we've tried our best to make it the best show we could to spread the word of the military in Minnesota, veterans benefits with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, all the doctors we've had on the show from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. Mm-hmm. I mean, we tell a lot of stories every week, and thank you, sir.
Our investment pales in comparison to the sacrifice and investment that the people who are listening to the show and counting the show made in their lives, made for the country, made for each other, made for you and I. So it's almost embarrassing to say we're supporting that. It pales, but thank you. Appreciate it.
We're speaking to Jeff Tyler and Andrew Lee on Minnesota Military Radio. And gentlemen, I wanted to play for you a couple of clips. One of the things we've been able to do, besides tell all these stories and tell everybody where they can find information that they might need, is we've been able to interview a lot of the heroes among us. And just this past February, we had on a gentleman, a retired Lieutenant Colonel Barry Bridger, who spent 6 years in the Hanoi Hilton. And we took a little clip of the day, the bad day he had when his aircraft was shot down. Josh, can you play that?
They reported me back in my backseater as missing in action that day, probably killed in action. We were very much alive in a chunk of that aircraft. And when the missile hit, I saw something that I had never seen. In an F-4 Phantom, you have a lot of warning lights. Well, every light in the airplane came on at the same time. It says you need oil, you're overheating on your right engine, you're on fire. And a caution light came up I'd never seen that said, you're in deep kimchi.
Which means there wasn't much of the plane left.
But anyway, I'm sitting there kind of fascinated with all these lights. My backseater thinks I'm dead. He ejects. I never heard him go. I'm just, I guess, traumatized by all the fireballs around me and all the mess that's going on. But finally, I decided I better get out of this thing. And I made a major effort to reach down. I grabbed the handles, pulled the handle. I went out of the aircraft, and I knew it was going to be breezy. And after the missile hit, I imagine we slowed down quite a bit. We may have been running 500 miles an hour, for all I know. I don't know what it would have been. But I shut my eyes very tightly, pulled the handle, and I was right. It was very breezy. And when I opened my eyes, I'm blind. I can't see. So I instinctively grabbed at my face and discovered, to my great joy, that my helmet had spun around on my head, and I was looking in the back of my helmet. So I decided to manually deploy my parachute. So I pulled a handle separated from the seat. I was stabilized at 80 miles an hour going through these clouds. Now I'm falling 125 to 130 miles an hour. It looked like a Laurel and Hardy movie going down through these clouds, limbs frailing and whatnot. And then I landed amongst 200 soldiers with everything from rifles to pitchforks.
So, Mr. Lee, the next time you think you're having a bad day, how about having your plane shot out from under you, land in the middle of the 200 enemy, and take your first beating? How about
kinda
that?
Kind of puts, you know, having a subpar morning show into perspective, doesn't it?
Puts a lot of things into perspective. And like you said, Mr. Tyler, our veterans are out there, our service members and their families are sacrificing, and they're doing everything they need to do to take care of our country and protect our freedom. And it's great to tell the stories of these heroes and have the opportunity to do so.
You know, over the years, I've been exposed to many stories. You know, I came from Wisconsin. Hope nobody holds that against me. But and we had a big event last year for the 70th anniversary of Normandy, and met some of the veterans that were still around from that. Those stories, the honor flights, everything that I've been exposed to, It's an amazing, amazing group of people and what they do and what they give.
I love how he could just tell that story with, like, the cadence of a stand-up comedian. I mean, it's like, tell us a horrible story, just an incredible, incredibly traumatizing, just amazing experience like that. But he tells it like, oh, yeah, it's just, you know, another day.
And the whole show.
He's probably told it a few times, right. Would be my guess. Yeah.
And he was on for the entire show talking about tap codes and all the things they did to survive and talk about a hero. There's one.
That's amazing.
There's one more clip we want to play for you, and this guy was a B-17 tail gunner in World War II. His name is Vince Parker, and he came in and told us the story of all the missions he was on, and at the end of it, he sang us a little ditty from World War II I thought you might get a kick out of.
Well, I'll try to remember it, and what I remember of it, the little ditty that we sang in the 15th, you must remember this, that bullets don't always miss. Somebody has to die. The odds are always too damned high when the flak goes by. Now 110s and 210s knocking at your gate. Come on, bombardier, salvo, don't be late. The target's passing by. It's still the same old story. The 8th gets all the glory. The 15th has to die. The odds are always too damned high when the flak goes by.
So Vince is like 90 years old, and he was in here. We had a special show coming up Thanksgiving weekend. We had three World War II veterans in.
I remember that.
Two of them were B-17 crew, and the other one was the Army. And we interviewed the Army guy afterwards, and, of course, he had to come back with his ditty at the end of his interview, too. So it's going to be a great show for coming up on the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II over Thanksgiving weekend. Gentlemen, we just wanted to touch on some things, and on behalf of myself and the Adjutant General and the Commissioner and the Director and everybody involved in this show, thank you very much for the opportunity to tell these stories and be on the air. Thank you for your support, and Mr. Tyler, it's great. We want to keep going as long as we can.
It's our pleasure, and the door is open. So,
and the gratitude is reciprocated.
It is.
Thank you for everything you and all the people that contribute to the show, for all the hard work and effort that you put into this. It is vastly appreciated.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
That was Jeff Tyler and Andrew Lee from Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and iHeartMedia. Please stay with us. This is Minnesota Military Radio. We'll be back in just a moment with the two of our military producers and talk about what it takes to put this show together. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. As we've been talking about all day, this is the fifth anniversary that we've been on the air. And a lot of stations across the state, and in this segment, we're going to talk to two of our military producers. But before we do that, I'd like to play a little clip from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard with Tim Leonhardt.
My name is Tim Leonhardt. I am a Patriot Guard rider. I'm speaking for all of the 5,500 Minnesota Patriot Guard riders to thank iHeartMedia and all of the stations in the Minnesota Military Radio Network for their airtime they provide for the Minnesota Military Radio Show. I am proud to say that iHeartMedia is one organization that gets it. They understand and support what the military does for us as a free people. More businesses should follow their lead. I also want to take the opportunity to say congratulations to Minnesota Military Radio team on their fifth year anniversary and thank them for letting the Minnesota Patriot Guard be a part of this program.
Thank you, Tim Leonhardt, from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. Joining me now are two of my military producers, one that most of our listeners know affectionately as Sergeant Ben, actually Sergeant First Class Ben Outcooper, and Staff Sergeant Johnny Angelo. Gentlemen, we got you behind the mics. You're in the studio. We've got you now.
It's bad news.
Uh-oh.
That soundproof glass needs to be over in between us two, so I'm not.
Sergeant Ben, you've been a part of this show since we started 5 years ago, and some of those early shows were a little bit rough, I think, but we've evolved pretty well over the years, haven't we?
Yeah, we ironed out quite a bit of it, and now it's pretty much on autopilot. You know, we've got, I think you were talking about earlier in the show, how much we are planning in advance, how much time, how many shows we have pretty much already on the books.
You know, about four months out, solid, so.
Yeah. So it's a great credit to the production team and to our listeners too for sending in all the suggestions for guests that we should interview.
And our plan goes out through the end of next year, and I think it's half full already. wasn't that way in the early days, was it, Ben?
No, it was a little nerve-wracking whether or not people were going to show up to be interviewed at the very beginning. But, you know, after a few months, we took the training wheels off, and here we are.
And Sergeant Ben, I think after the end of the first year, we got complaints from some of the soldiers up at Camp Ripley and airmen saying they couldn't hear the show up there because the signal wasn't as strong as we hoped. And iHeartMedia, Clear Channel at that time, allowed us, after we asked them many times, and they said just go do it, to share the content of the show with outstate radio stations. And you and I just got back from a little trip where I think we're signing up four new ones, and that's going to put us close to 30 stations in the Minnesota Military Radio Network. Did you ever dream of that?
No. I first coming into this thing, I thought, you know what? It's incredible that we're on the air for like in one station, especially in the Twin Cities, because it's such a crowded market. But, you know, they gave us this airtime, and then all of a sudden we're on three stations, five stations. And we're going, oh, wow, we're actually covering quite a bit of ground. And, you know, at this point, I'm just looking at those spaces that we aren't yet, or that we aren't in yet.
A few little spots out there where we need to plug in some stations.
International Falls, I'm looking forward to getting them on.
So for everybody that's out there listening, if your favorite radio station isn't carrying the show, have them go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, hit Contact Us, the email will come to Ben and I, and we'll be happy to make it easy for them to pick up the show and carry it. Mm-hmm. Now, Ben, we got to go quick. This is the fourth segment. Did you have a favorite person that we interviewed?
Yes, I think my favorite and maybe a favorite of a few of the other people in the production staff, but yeah, Betty Wallace-Rofus. If listeners didn't hear her segment from, I think it was just a couple of years ago, Betty is a firecracker of a lady, just an incredible person. What was it, World War II, all the men were flying the bombers and the fighters overseas, so they needed some ladies to step up and fly the planes from the manufacturing facilities to, you know, as close to the front lines as possible, and Betty was one of those people.
And we have a clip from her to play to share with you today. Josh?
I tell him that he was a flying farmer, and he came down to see me in Texas, and he said, "Now you saw you can fly those airplanes. Now you come home and get married." I went in and told the establishment officer that I was resigning, and she says, "Why are you resigning?" She looked and said, "Well, you are passing your ground school, and you're doing so well in your flying. It's too bad that you'd be leaving." She said, "That's all right. I'll just hold this paper saying that you're going to resign until tomorrow. But tomorrow morning, I'm going to get you a ride on AT-6. I got a ride on that AT-6. I came home. I called that boy up. I'm not coming home." He said, "If you don't, I'm going to go home and marry somebody else." I said, "You go right ahead. We both lived happily ever after."
Sergeant Ben, we had a lot of fun with her. I can remember the day she came to the studio, all, 5'2" of her. She had to wear an extra pair of socks to reach the height requirement.
Yep.
And we were downstairs having a little lunch, and when we came upstairs, Major General Lloyd Holt was with us that day. She grabbed onto his elbow, and he walked her up to the studio. It was just one of the most fun things I've ever seen.
Absolutely. She's one of a kind.
So, Ben, we've been through over a lot of ground in 5 years, and we're adding radio stations, and we're going to keep doing that. And sometime during the last year, I can't remember what week, was the next man up, and Sergeant Angelo joined us on a weekly basis to help us pull together the plan and bring in a lot of the military interviews. And Sergeant Angelo, why don't you say hello to the listeners?
How you guys doing today?
Sergeant Angelo, what can you explain to our listeners, what's it like to be the producer of this show?
It's got a lot of things coming at you at all times. You're on the phone a lot, trying to make sure everybody's schedules work with each other. And going through and fishing through the content to make sure the content is up to the standard that we've built the show up to. So it's a task.
And we mentioned that the show plan goes out to the end of 2016. We've already booked a bunch of shows for next year, and there's things that happen every year. The station also allows us to be on the air Memorial Day for a few hours live, and we do some stuff on Veterans Day, but there's some repeat things that come up, and so we're about half booked for next year, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Some of the things like the McPhee stand down, we do a lot of stuff at Craig's. I mean, those are repeat shows. I've got a repeat show that's already booked for December 2016. But we're looking at a lot of the new stuff, too. We know we want to do – we've gone lots of places before, like Kuwait and, you know, Virginia for the USS Minnesota. Well, there's a new ship coming up, you know, and it's the Minneapolis, St. Paul. And also we'd like to, we're looking into maybe possibly going to Norway for NORAX in June, or the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor in Hawaii coming up. You know, the Nisei, they were, had a lot of Nisei from our area. So anything that has to do with Minnesota heroes and getting that story out, and there's a lot more stories out there that we're looking for.
Yeah, and I just want to say, you know, we have said that, you know, the show plan is plenty full, but I don't ever want that to be a deterrent from listeners to call in, because, boy, you know, that's how we've gotten so many of the incredible stories that we've been able to share on the air, is just listeners going to Minnesota Military Radio, clicking on Contact Us and saying, hey, I just, you know, volunteered at this nursing home. And this is, you know, Tom, you know who I'm talking about. Hey, I just volunteered at this nursing home, met this guy named Roger, and boy, did he have an interesting story that he told me. It would be so great if you guys had him on the air.
Roger Erickson, CB, World War II, Pearl Harbor, and Iwo Jima.
Yep. He's responsible for, you know, rebuilding the damage after Pearl Harbor, and I think he said he was on the third wave into Iwo Jima?
I believe so.
Wow. And, you know, only the people that knew him would have heard his story if we had not been able to get him on the air. So, you know, please, listeners, contact us. Let us know.
Go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, hit Contact Us, and both of these sergeants and I'll get the email, and we'll see what we can do. And Johnny, shorter term, we've got a special Thanksgiving show coming up. We mentioned earlier about World War II with those three gentlemen who are in here. That's going to be just fun.
That was really a great one. And hear the stories, World War II, from about the same time period, from three different perspectives, you know, and these guys are sharp. And that's like Ben said, we want to continue to have you guys email us the ideas. We don't run into all these great stories. We don't run into these great people. You do. You see them every day.
And we've got things coming up like the Chaplain's Christmas show. We'll have the year-end review where we usually have the Adjutant General and the Commissioner on. And, boy, it's really been fun to hear from the TAG, the Adjutant General, every week and the Commissioner every week, and full support of the show from them and the VA Medical Center. And what a great honor to tell all those stories.
Yes, it is.
Just a few seconds left. I'm going to give the final thoughts to you, Sergeant Ben.
Just want to say thank you to, you know, the people that are responsible for us being here, and that is, you know, all of our listeners. You know, they've been there for us. They've sent us in the story ideas. They've sent in their support. You know, our great general managers from all of our affiliate stations, the support here at Twin Cities News Talk and iHeartMedia, it's just been incredible. Thank you.
And thanks for giving us the opportunity to tell the stories.
And gentlemen, it's been a pleasure working with you two soldiers for 5 years to put the show on, and we'll see what the next 5 years brings with lots of exciting things coming up. Thanks for joining us today, men.
Thank you.
That was Sergeant First Class Ben Houtkooper, also known as Sergeant Ben, and Staff Sergeant Johnny Angelo on Minnesota Military Radio. It's been an honor for me to host Minnesota Military Radio for the past 5 years and to be able to tell the stories of our Minnesota service members. Follow the military here in Minnesota to see how and where they train to go on deployments, bring you information on veterans' benefits from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, interview the doctors at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system about all of the work they're doing to take care of our veterans, spread the word about how our Minnesota citizens are supporting troops and their families with the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon networks, and bring you stories of the heroes among us who have so selflessly served our country to protect our way of life. These veterans are family, friends, and neighbors who go quietly about their lives without giving any indication of the things they have seen, done, and survived as members of the United States military, and we enjoy sharing their stories with you each week. Over the last 5 years, we've built a network of nearly 30 stations around Minnesota who carry the show each week, and we'll be adding more of them over the course of the next year. We hope to travel a bit next year to follow our Minnesota service members and tell the stories of their service to you firsthand, and to explore some historic military events and sites as well. Please tell your friends about the show, and be sure to ask your favorite outstate radio station to go to our website, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, to contact us to join the growing network of stations. And as always, please tune us in each week on the air or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week and every week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.